And now, Greenlight Reviews, hosted by Ann Elder and Les Roberts.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Greenlight Reviews. Of course, we are going to talk about the movies, as we always do. My name's Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
Today, Ann, we're going to review a film called I Don't Know How She Does It. It stars Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question is, I don't know why she does it.
Or why they did it.
Yes. This is not a very good movie.
Oh.
It also stars some very good people. Pierce Brosnan, mm-hmm. Greg Kinnear, Christina Hendricks, Kelsey Grammer in a very small role, Seth Meyers. There's just a lot of people. But for me, it didn't make it.
Well, tell the story and then we'll...
It's a sitcom story.
Yeah.
There's this very, very, very successful woman. She works for a financial firm in Boston. She's married. She has two children. She is married to Richard Reddy, played by Greg Kinnear, who is an architect about on the edge of making it big himself. She's so busy that she doesn't pay much attention to her marriage. She doesn't pay much attention to her children. When she's home, she cooks things for the PTA meetings when she should be sleeping or spending time with her husband or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stress there.
I'd say so.
Then what happens is her boss, Kelsey Grammer, playing one of the most unpleasant characters he's ever played, Clark Cooper, he insists that she go to New York to hook up with somebody from their New York office named Jack Abelhammer, played by Pierce Brosnan.
Ably played, by the way.
Yes. And why did they name him Abelhammer? You will have to wait until the last 10 seconds of this movie mm-hmm. to get a laugh out of that joke.
Well, that's a flat joke.
Very flat.
I will give you that. Look, I think what's good about the movie is kind of everything that you've said that you didn't like about it, Les. And that is that here's a picture that really addresses the fact that women today are really multitaskers. And in Kate Reddy's case, she has to juggle 100 million details in her head. She feels compelled to outperform every woman on the planet, whether she's at home, whether she's at her kid's school, or at her office, where she does hold down a very complicated job in the money market. Also, I thought another positive element to this film, I don't know how she does it, was the fact that the movie doesn't talk down to women. So many other current contemporary flicks do that. These women are not trash talkers. There's no F-bombing that's going on here. It suggests that women are terrific multitaskers. They can do so many things so well, and that women really care about being great moms, they care about being great wives, and they certainly want to be great in the business world. And those are all very positive messages, things that we don't often get in movies.
I have no problem with the message. I kind of like the message. I just thought they didn't do it very well.
So the execution you didn't care for, but the concept of the movie was okay.
Absolutely. You know, one of the problems was that I watched the film literally for about 3 minutes and I said, oh, here's what's going to happen. And by golly, every single thing that I thought was going to happen, happened. There was no moment of surprise for me, not one. And I kind of resented an hour and 45 minutes of my life ticking away
mm-hmm.
when I wasn't in the least bit entertained.
Well, I think that in this case, the movie really does rest on the very thin shoulders of Sarah Jessica Parker, who is really playing once again that character from Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw. Except this is not the fault of Sarah Jessica Parker, I might add, because I happen to think, and I know you agree, Les, this is an extremely talented woman.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
But the roles that have been handed to her in the past 10 years are really a remix of her original character from Sex and the City.
Absolutely.
And here, she certainly looks the part of a much older, harried, harassed mother. And I wouldn't say that the camera does her any great favors in this film either.
Certainly not.
And that kind of is a distraction because I believe that we are so used to seeing Sarah Jessica in glamorous roles where she's very much in control, walking around on those 10-inch stiletto heels and being on the cutting edge of fashion, and here she's just not doing that.
There is a scene, by the way, where because of her child going to school,
yes,
she has lice.
Well, that's an unfortunate scene.
It's really unfortunate. So she's trying to be very, very cool. And of course, she is scratching her head. And
not funny.
You just don't want to see that.
No, it's not funny. But I think we have to go back to the basic premise of the movie, and that is it's the age-old debate about women having it all or having it all but not at the same time. And that's really what drives this picture, and that's one of the things that I did like about the movie. I just wish the film had had a bit more originality, and I would have liked a little bit more heart and soul. Instead, it kind of came off as a PowerPoint presentation.
You're right.
And I don't think that that's really what these producers and writers intended, but it's a little cold. A couple of cameos I wish to mention. Olivia Nunn plays Sarah Jessica Parker's character's assistant, and she's very good in the movie.
She's terrific.
She's terrific.
Very pretty lady, too.
And the main rival that just drives our heroine, Kate Reddy, right up the wall is this old school kind of super mom of all time, played to perfection by the hilarious Wendy Best, who absolutely steals the movie every time the camera is on her.
She is absolutely terrific.
Hilarious.
And she spends most of the movie on a treadmill.
Yes.
We've seen that before, but that's okay. I thought she was very funny. The few scenes that she had with Sarah Jessica, I thought she took them right away from the star.
Now, we have to talk about the guys in the picture. So,
must read.
First of all, we have Greg Kinnear, who's adorable. That is Kate Reddy's word, not mine. But he is a very likable chap on camera.
Yes, he is.
I think he always turns in a really decent performance, and I think he was quite fine in this movie.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not particularly colorful, but in contrast to him is the dashing and terribly attractive Pierce Brosnan, who really plays the older man mentor to Kate Reddy in this picture. And there's, I would call it, a hint of romance between the two, but really not, because Kate Reddy is a very moral character.
Yes, and she loves her husband very much.
She loves her husband, and she doesn't take advantage of her life on the road, et cetera, to have some playtime with Pierce Brosnan. So I like the fact that she resisted that.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that the movie doesn't exploit that.
Yes, and by the way, the Pierce Brosnan character is single.
He is single, that's correct. And I thought they had a couple of charming scenes. I particularly like the one where they ended up bowling. I thought that was fun. I thought it was a little bit different from anything else in the film, and I appreciated the fact that there was a hint of originality there.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Well, I think that most movies today where the woman is the central character, unfortunately, they tend to demean us, or they make us seem just stupid and as amoral as the guys, and I really don't dig that. So, you know, I don't know how she does it. Doesn't do that, that's for sure. So, you know, I thought it was a respectable, kind of a above board comedy. I didn't think it was brilliant by any stretch, but I think you could do a whole lot worse. So for me, it was just a lightweight comedy, and I think it deserves, you know, a respectable yellow light.
Well, I don't have as much respect for it as you do, and I kept watching it, and I kept thinking of all the not great but okay sitcoms around. I thought immediately, besides Sex and the City, of course, I thought of How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
It's funny, it's cute, it's not great. This was several cuts below that. So for that reason, and the fact that I was just counting the minutes until I could get out of there, I am going to give I Don't Know How She Does It a red light.
Okay.
So a yellow light and a red light for I Don't Know How She Does It, and a red light to whoever made up the title.
It's an awkward title, I'll give you that.
It is that. Okay, we are going to be back to talk about another film very, very soon. I hope we're going to both like it better than we like this one. Until that time, I am Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
And Greenlight Reviews hopes that all of you are not going to make us say, I don't know how they do it, but you just go and you have fun watching a movie. Don't you know that you're a
grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.